The Shia tonight is going to be on the Haggadah, and what I'd like to do is, I'd like to take up certain areas in the Haggadah and demonstrate a connection between them, and perhaps show an underlying theme behind the entire Haggadah. Okay. The first thing we'll start with is the Holach Ma'anya. Holach Ma'anya Yachola V'Sona Ba'ar D'Mitzrayim. That's really the first thing that you say after the Kiddush, before Ma'anishtan. And Holach Ma'anya... I mean, if you look in the Rambam, you won't find the whole Lachmanya with the, in his halacha, where he tells you what to say to Advarman in the United States. But in the Rambam's Haggadah, the Rambam does have the whole Lachmanya, because the Rambam has Haggadah in the end of the halacha. Now, really, there are two themes in the whole Lachmanya. The first theme in Holach Ma'anya is Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yechol, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yesach, where you invite everybody to partake of the Seder. That's the first theme. The second theme is Hashata Hocha L'Shon Abba Ba'ar D'Yisrael, Hashata Avdei L'Shon Abba B'Nechar, which means that the that for some reason we mention the Gula Asida. The question is, what's the relationship between these two themes, and what is the purpose of the Holach Ma'anya? What is its function? Now, if you say its function is to invite people to the Seder, which it would seem to be, so then there's another question. The question is, why don't they say Holach Ma'anya in Shul yet? I mean, here people say Holach Ma'anya in their homes, nobody really hears the invitation. All those who are present, of course, have been invited to that. So the proper place for Holach Ma'anya would seem, the logical place would be in shul before people leave the shul. So that also is somewhat of a problem. Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take various, go now to different areas in with regard to the Seder, and then later show how they're unified, and then come back and answer and explain what the Holach Ma'anya is. It's interesting. But the Rambam, before the Holach Ma'anya, has a statement. And the statement that he has is, "Bebehilu yatzanu Mitzrayim." So the Rambam really didn't start off with Holach Ma'anya. The Rambam started off with, "Bebehilu yatzanu Mitzrayim," which means with haste, "Bebehilu b'chipazon," with haste he left Mitzrayim, and then he goes into the Holach Ma'anya. Perhaps if we understand the Holach Ma'anya, we may understand also what the Rambam means when he says "Bebehilu yatzanu Mitzrayim." He says "Nusach Hagodesh another way." So "Bismanagos Kachi Mascha Akol Sheni V'Omer Bebehilu yatzanu Mitzrayim," and then you have the Holach Ma'anya. What is the "Bebehilu yatzanu Mitzrayim"? Okay, let's take an area, a different area, the area of the charosis. Now, with regard to the charosis, so you have a. A Gemara and Aves Tzachon, it's a Mishnah. And then there's a Machlekes Tanoim. There's a Machlekes Tanoim. What is a Machlekes Tanoim? Machlekes Tanoim is whether or not charosis is a mitzvah, or whether it's simply a functional thing. So, yeah. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says it's a machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim. The Belozer Reb Tzedek and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that it's not a mitzvah. Charosis is not a mitzvah. So why do you have charosis? So the Gemara says Mishum Kafa. Mishum Kafa means because of the strength of the mara. The strength of the mara. But the Belozer Reb Tzedek disagrees, and he maintains that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah charosis. Now, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis says an interesting thing. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis says like this. He says, Vacharoset, Hutaruvis, Sheyesh Bo Kihui Udmustemet. Because the Gemara says that the Charoset, you have to make a Tzarch with Kiyue, the Tzarch with Simucha. Which means to say that it has to have an acrid taste, a bitter taste, and also it has to have a certain consistency. The consistency should be like, should be a Zecher with a tip, should be like mud. Mud type of consistency. So the Rambam says that this charosis is a mixture which has kihui, has a sharp taste. That's why the Rambam puts vinegar in the charosis, because of a sharp taste. Because the sharp taste, the Gemara says, is reminiscent of the tapuach, the apple. Apparently the apples weren't of a sweet type, but they had a sharper, tart type of taste. So the Rambam says, Manachnu osin osokach, and he mentions how we make it. And he says, in osin, he mentions that you put in the various things, the tamarind, dates, and figs, and then you press it and make sure that it has the consistency. And also you put in something that should remind one of the tevin, of the straw. It's interesting, but Bizman Azeh, for some reason, we don't make the charosis properly. I don't know why, but the halacha is clear. The halacha requires that the charosis should have in it something that reminds one of the tevin. And for some reason, Bizman Azeh, nobody is nizer in this. I mean, the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Berurah mentions it too. But perhaps certain times they weren't able to get this something that they put in, like the cinnamon stick. But basically the halacha requires that you must have a tevin in it. The Gemara mentions it. Well, for some reason, I don't know why, but somehow or other it got lost. But that's the halacha of the charosis. So the Rambam says, mitzvah. So the Rambam mentions the fish and shnai, so it wasn't sort of called the charosis a mitzvah. Ledaito, the Rambam says, Shechayev Adam Levorech, Asher Kibishonu, in the source of the Tzvon Alachim Ascharosis. The Rambam says, according to the laws of the Tzadik, who holds that it's a mitzvah, so you should make a bracha, Alachim Ascharosis. And then the Rambam says, the Inga Halacha, we don't paskin all. So the Rambam paskins in the Pirish and Mishnayos, that Ascharosis is not a mitzvah. And the Rambam maintains, of course, that there's no bracha, we don't find there's no bracha, so we see we don't paskin like Rav Elazar Tzadok. Interesting is the Rambam in the Yarech HaZaka. Rambam in the Yarech HaZaka says like this. He says in Perek Zayin Allah Yirala, the Rambam's like this. HaKarosis mitzvah midivrei sofer. Zecher l'tichah you ovdim bom mitzrayim. The Ketarosin, so he gives you the recipe. Lofin, Tmorin, Gregor, Slukin, the Dorsin, and Nelson Tokan Chomet, and the Tavlis on the Tavlin, Tmotit, the Tevin, and maybe also La Shulchan Baleri Apatah. So over here the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah, so you see he paskins like whom? He paskins like the Rav Tzadok. The only problem is, if according to the Rambam and the Kishon Shnayis, if you paskin like the Rav Tzadok, then what do you have to do? You have to make a bracha. So the Rambam eliminated the bracha. No bracha. Rambam finally changed his mind from the time that he wrote the Pirush Mishnayos to the time that he wrote the Yarech HaZaka, and he decided that there is no bracha, but the halacha is like Rav Elazar of Tzadok. So what was the Rambam's chakira? You see, the Rambam basically held that there is no question that there's no bracha. I mean, there's no minhag for bracha. He had a masorah. Nobody made a bracha. So when the Rambam held that you have to make a bracha, so according to the Blazer Tzadik, so he said Allah is not like the Blazer Tzadik. Later he changed his mind and he decided that the Blazer Tzadik doesn't really require a bracha. So why? What was the change due to? So the Rambam says he says an interesting lesson. He says that umeziyin osu ala shulchan belele hapetach. So you bring the charosis on the table on the night of Pesach. So the Rav mentions. With regard to this Rambam, and basically, I mean, I listened to Shirin for many years from the Rav, and so far as my brother is concerned, I mean, everything that I say basically is based on what the Rav said. So the Rav said like this. The Rav said that the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah of charosis is really halacha of havah l'shulchan. In other words, he changed his mind. First, in the case of Shnai, he held that the halacha was halacha nachilah. If it's halacha nachilah, it requires a bracha. But later he changed his mind. He said it's a different kind of halacha. It's not halacha nachila. It's halacha and simply in havoh al ha-shulchan. So if it's halacha and havoh al ha-shulchan, so then there's no bracha. Because havoh al ha-shulchan is not a bona fide ma'aseh on this havoh al ha-shulchan. Havoh al ha-shulchan doesn't warrant a bracha. You can't make a bracha. Havoh al ha-shulchan is not a ma'aseh which warrants really a bracha. If it's achila, achila warrants a bracha. But havoh al ha-shulchan doesn't warrant a bracha. So the Rambam therefore changed the definition of the mitzvah of charasi from achila to avol ha-shulchan. And once he changed it to avol ha-shulchan, he held, on the contrary, that he's possible that it was about something that it is a mitzvah, because the Gemara seems, the reason why the Rambam wanted to say that it's a mitzvah, because the Gemara seems to maintain it's a mitzvah, because the Gemara talks about it, he wants to start with Kiyue, start with Muche, and the Gemara talks about, according to Wazrat Tzedek, how you have to make it. If you hold it's mission kafa, it's not important. But if you hold it's a mitzvah, so it has certain requirements. It must be zechel atid, zechel atevin. It must be sharp in taste. It needs the vinegar or the wine. By the way, it would seem that the wine, most people don't use vinegar, use wine. But the wine would be okay, but it would seem that you shouldn't use sweet wine, because sweet wine wouldn't have the bitter taste. And Gemara says start with tiyua. And tiyua means it has to have an acrid taste. So if you use wine, some want to say that wine is zechel adam, it's fine. But you can't take the Gemara out of its, you can't do anything with take away the plain shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says it has to have kiyua, it means a sharp taste. So if you use wine, you should use a dry wine, not a sweet one. But at any rate, the Rambam changed his definition from achila, from the mitzvah achila, to the mitzvah of avol ha-shulchan. Now, the question is like this. The question that we have to ask is, what kind of a mitzvah is avol ha-shulchan really? What kind of a mitzvah is it? I mean, and every mitzvah has to have a tzura. I mean, achila, we understand the mitzvah of achila. And that's why the Rambam really in the Pirshei Mishnayos at first thought that if you're going to say it's a mitzvah, it has to be achila. But it requires a tzura for mitzvah. It isn't a mitzvah without a tzura. So if it's achila, we understand. The only thing the problem Rambam had was like this. If it's achila, then you have to make a bracha on it. So the Ram says, no, it's not a chilas. Avol ha-shulchan doesn't require a bracha. But now we have to understand what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of avol ha-shulchan. What kind of a mitzvah is it? Okay, so that's one problem that we will, another problem that we will leave for the moment. What is the nature of the mitzvah of charas? Okay? Let's take another area then. Let's take the area of Afikoman. Okay. Now the area of Afikoman, is basically three sheets of what the Afikoman is. Okay. The Mishnah is in the end of Avik Sochim, and the Mishnah is in Masinacha Pesach Afikoman. So you have like this. The Shita for Rashbam is first. Shita for Rashbam is an interesting Shita. He says, what is the mitzvah of the Afikoman? So he explains. Yeah. It's on the Kuf Yitzhak on the very. Yeah, he says like this. Eim Afinach HaMatz Afikoman. So he says like this. Yatzorach Lecho Matzah Digmar Sudato. Person has to eat matzah at the end of the Suda. Why? Zeicha L'matzah HaNeacheletim HaPesach B'Krecha. Because it's a zecha to the matzah that was eaten together with the korban pesach. The zui matzah b'tzua she'anu ofen b'achrono l'shem chova. And this is the matzah that we eat l'shem chova. When we mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, according to the Rashbam, we mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah at the end of the suda, after the suda, not the way we do it. We are mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah right away. But Rashbam said it was different. Rashbam ate matzah in the beginning also, and he made a bracha l'chilas matzah too, but the mitzvah, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah really wasn't until the Afikoman. The question of whether there's an Indian of Hefzik over there if you all like the Rashbam. Shouldn't you face it? Says it's like Kiyas Shefer, just like it's Kiyas Shefer, the main Kiyas is doing the Shemana Esrei, but those are the real Kiyas, because those are Kiyas of Seder Akhila. Those are the main Kiyas. But the bracha that you make on Kiyas Shefer before, on the first Kiyas, he says, it's still not considered a heftik. As long as you have a mice at Kiya, it's not considered a heftik till later. But you see, we're not to speak in the twins. Point of Rashbam, I mean, whether Rashbam held that you can't be mafsik or not is an interesting question. But according to the Rashbam, at any rate, the Rashbam held that the Yachilas Matzah, that we're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ba'er Sechel Matzah, we're not Mekayim until the end of the Suda. Now, I feel like it's about Kochena when the Mevorchim Alasulis Matzah Barishana. Asphalt Pishen Roshan Chava. Why? Still, you have to make the Bruch Alasulis Matzah like we do right away. Why? Even though it's not Matzah Mitzvah in the beginning of the day. Kidama Afchis Nilil Gabe Mora. Kidama Shemila Kresa Limeno Heya Choza Mevorch Alav. But the Gemara says before, if a person only has mora, he doesn't have tarpas. He doesn't have any vegetables for tarpas. So what does he do? So he eats mora for tarpas, but he has to make the bracha before the tarpas. Why? Because the Gemara says he can't possibly make the bracha later because it would lack in the shevach. You see, birkas and mitzvah are really birkas shevach. So it's not proper, it's not appropriate to make a birkas shevach after he filled his stomach with the mar. It's not appropriate. That's the first thing he should do is for chibos mitzvah. The first thing he should do for chibos mitzvah is do maisa mitzvah. Of course he has no choice because he only has mar. But it doesn't matter. So that's why it would appear improper if he would eat the mar first, and then later he's going to decide he's going to make alachilas mar after he satiated himself with the mar. So that's what the Gemara says. So he makes a lechilas mora in the beginning, and he has in mind he goes on the mora that he's going to eat b'shasa suda. So the Rashbam says that's the exact same phenomenon he has here. That really the matzah shel mitzvah is when is at the end, the after time. But you can't make the bracha at the end because it'll be a gnai, it'll lack in chibos mitzvah, and the birkas shevach will be lacking. So therefore, he has to make the bracha barishana, but he's not yotzei his mitzvah barishana. He's mechavan, when is he really out his mitzvah? Later. But it doesn't matter because since he did a maisa, he was matzah, so that qualifies the bracha, really. See, in bracha, there's two things. In bracha, there's halacha, that the mitzvah requires a bracha. But the halacha is the maisa on mitzvah qualifies the bracha. If you don't have a maisa on mitzvah, so your bracha is lacking. So therefore, he does the maisa on mitzvah to qualify the bracha. Once the bracha is qualified, so now it's not a bracha l'vatola. So then he does the he could postpone the real kiyum mitzvah till the end of the suda, just like Kaisa is mentioned by Tzirka. So that's the way the Rashbam learns. He says Hilchach Mevorach Atavayu Bureisho V'Hoda Ochol Matzah B'Achrona V'Yacha Oso Matzah Ein Yitzar Mimena B'Achilas Dovar Acha Shelo L'Shakeach Taimo U'B'Matzah B'Zman Azem Ma'arik Leke Pesach B'Adad Yibizman Dike Pesach. Why does the Rashbam choose this method? I mean, it seems to be a method that is not in line with the normal process of things. Because you see, he has to change the whole system. He has to say that the bracha really is on the matzah bar. The kiyum mitzvah is matzah b'achrona, and the bracha really is relating to the matzah b'achrona. But in order, there shouldn't be a bracha l'atola. So that's why you do a maisa chilus matzah to begin with. That's what the Rashbam learned. Why did the Rashbam do this? So the Rashbam explains. He says, Zeicha l'matzah ha'necheles in ha'pesach b'krecha. Because really in the Torah you have two matzahs. You have the matzah of Ba'erav Teich l'matzah, and then you have another matzah in the Torah. Another matzah in the Torah is al matzah from the Rolim Yochlu. The halacha is that the Korban Pesach demands, requires achilas matzah umara. So the matzah umara that the Korban Pesach requires is really a part of the mitzvah achilas a Pesach. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself. You see, that's why, as a matter of fact, the Rambam says in his Minyan HaMitzvah, so the Rambam explains that he has one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat the Korban Pesach on matzah simrot. But he doesn't have a mitzvah of eating matzah mar. So he says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he explains, if somebody will ask me, they'll say, why is it that I wasn't mona two mitzvahs? One mitzvah is achilat ha-pesach, and the other mitzvah is achilat matzah simrot. So why was I mona one mitzvah? So he said, I'll tell you why. He says, because really, the achilas matzah umara itself is not a mitzvah, per se. There is no machaya for achilas matzah umara. The chiyuv is achilas a pesach. But the way to eat the Pesach is together with matzah and morah. So therefore he says you can't count matzah and morah as a separate mitzvah. Matzah and morah is simply the manner in which the Korban Pesach, it's a qualification, it's an attribute of the Achilas HaPesach. Achilas HaPesach must be eaten together with matzah and morah. But it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah and morah by itself. It's an interesting thing. There's a sefer that brings down the Daniel Abavli asked the Rambam's son certain questions on the Rambam in the sefer on mitzvah, and called Maisa Nisan, I believe it's called. It was written by Rambam, and he answered certain questions that people were asking the Chachmei Gamliel and the Daniel Abavli were asking on the Rambam. And he asked an interesting question, because there's a Gemara in the very next daf, Kuf Chof Amar Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is in a couple of places. The Gemara says The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Matzah is Manas Adaraita. Matzah today is Midaraita. Umara Drabon. The Gemara says, Maishna Mara, why is Mara different that it's not Midaraita is Manas Adaraita? So the Gemara says, right? So that's why Bizman says there's no Korban Pesach, so there's no Mara. Bizman Dika Pesach Yesh Mara. Bizman Dika Pesach Leka Mara. Matzah Nami Yachsiv HaMatzah Nami Yachlu. Matzah also says HaMatzah Nami Yachlu, so Bizman says Matzah shouldn't be the right for either. So the Gemara says, no, Matzah Mihadar Hoder Bekra, but Erev Tech LaMatzah. There's another myth, and the Rambam counts by Erev Tech LaMatzah as a separate myth. So then the Gemara continues. Gemara says, "Racha by Yaakov Amar Echad Zev Rabbanan." Ella Tziv Berav Tech LeMatzos. So he holds no. He holds Matz. Even this man Azed is no mitzvah saying that a rice of Achilas Matz. They're both mitzvah Rabbanan. So he says, "I the pasuk says Berav Tech LeMatzos, which is a separate mitzvah, not dependent upon the Pesach, but a separate mitzvah that we should always eat matzah every dar. It's a mitzvah of daros. Even this man she ain't called in Pesach." So he says like this. He says, "Ahuma boyle le tamei v'shoya b'derech rechoka." He says, that we need for a tamei, a person who's a tamei, couldn't bring the Korban Pesach and was b'derech rechoka. The salka daita chamina, I think like this. Kivan the Pesach lo achwe, since they don't eat the Pesach, matzah mora nami lo nech. So I would think he doesn't eat matzah mora either. Tamash malon, so let us hear, no, that he does eat a tamei, a person who's a tamei and couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, or is b'derech rechoka. And he couldn't make it to Yerushalayim, so the halacha is that you would think that he shouldn't eat matzah and mara. No, Baruch Tech LeMatzos tells you if he doesn't have the Korban Pesach, he should eat matzah and mara also. So that's why the pasuk repeated itself, Baruch Tech LeMatzos, to tell you that even if he can't eat the Korban Pesach, still what do you have to do? Still you have to eat matzah and mara. So Rabbi Daniel Abavli asked the Rambam. He asked the Rambam some question. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "How did your father paskin? How did your father say in the Sefer on mitzvah that it's only one mitzvah? Why is it one mitzvah? Because there is no halacha of matzah and mara. Matzah and mara. Matzah and mara is the kiyum in the Pesach. It's an attribute of the Pesach. It's an accident in the Achilas of Pesach. It tells you how to eat the Pesach. But it's not a mitzvah. It's an absolute. But there's an open Gemara that says that a person who is a tameh or derech rechoka where he doesn't have the Korban Pesach, still he has to eat matzah mara. So how could your father say that it's not considered a mitzvah of nei atzmus? So if you're going to tell me it's a method and a manner of eating the Korban Pesach, so you should say tamei derech rechoka doesn't have a Korban Pesach, so they shouldn't be allowed to eat the matzah mara." So he answered the Avram ben Rambam answered a very interesting teretz. Not the kind of teretz that we would say. He said like this. He said, "You're making a mistake," he says. When the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says that Salka Daita Chamina, Kivan the Pesach La Achli, Matzah Mara Nami La Nechol, Tamash Malon doesn't mean to say that he has to eat the Matzah Mara. No. The Gemara means like this. You would think that since he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach because he's a Tamei, so you would think he's not permitted to eat matzah and mara. You would think he's not permitted to eat matzah and mara. Tamash malon, that is mutter be matter mar. Not his mutter. His mutter says matter mar. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's an interesting thing. That's what the Rambam meant to Daniel about. And the Rambam doesn't have in the Yad HaChazaka halacha that if a person is coming, there is a chokka that he's machuyis to eat matzah mar. He doesn't have it. You see, he doesn't have that halacha. Why? Because he learned the Gemara. It seems the way Rabbi Ram explained, he's right, that he's consistent. That he learned the Gemara to mean that you might think there's an issa. What kind of an issa, I mean, it should be, is hard to understand. But that's what he answered. So at any rate, there's two matzahs. There's two matzahs. There's a matzah which is from the pasuk of Baruch Techlu Matzah. That's one matzah. Then there's another matzah. The second matzah is Bizman, should basically say a Kayom, where you had a Korban Pesach, and you had to eat the Pesach together with Matzah and Mara. So Matzah appears twice. Once as a mitzvah for itself, and secondly as a part of what? Achilas HaPesach. So the Rashbam maintains that the Achilas Matzah that we do, the Matzah mitzvah, shouldn't be just the Matzah of Be'erah Techlu Matzah. Shouldn't this be the matzah of Be'erah Techlu Matzah? But the Achilas matzah shel mitzvah, should also be the matzah of Korban Pesach, the matzah of Nechal and Pesach. So that's why he had to postpone it for later, because the Korban Pesach can't be eaten directly right away. Because that's the Nechal and Matzah. Not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach when you're hungry. First you have to eat the Chagigah, and then when a person is satisfied with his hunger, so then the halacha is that he eats the Korban Pesach. So therefore the matzah shel Pesach couldn't be eaten till later. So therefore the Rashbam says that the Chacham were pizeya, the mitzvah sachilas matzah, not just for Be'erah Techlu Matzah, but it should also be zecha l'matzah hanachelas in HaPesach as well. It's a double kiyum. It's a double kiyum. It's a kiyum of zecha l'Pesach, and it's a kiyum of Be'erah Techlu Matzah. That's why the Rashbam maintains that the Achilas Matzah at the end of the food are different totally than the way we have. Okay. That's the extra Rashba. What is it? Yeah, both of them. Yeah, King Be'erah Techlu comes in and off. Matzah Pesach. Right, but yeah, but Allah is mechavim shlalotzei, so then he won't be yaitz. He has his mechavim shlalotzei. What? Why didn't he eat the matzah meal later with mara? That's a good question. There are a couple of questions on the. That's a good question. Why didn't he eat? Why didn't he eat the mara later also? Why didn't he eat together with matzah meal mechavim? Yeah. All right, hold on a minute. He says like this. The Rosh says like this. He says, yeah, good question. He says, as a matter of fact, that's for the Rosh's question. The Rosh says, well, if he's there, he brings down the Shita, the what, that the matzah is really at the self after. He says, well, if he's there, how you near us, if Torah lecho li mamora v'charaitis, jivan shuzecha l'matzah n'achelas m'apesach b'krecha, v'alehen how you roi l'vorech halachilas matzah. So he says like this. So that's why the Rosh rejects the pshat, this pshat, that the matzah should be, the matzah's mitzvah should be at the end of the Suda. That's why he rejects it. He says, Hilkoch, Nirali, the osa matzah ain't a l'shem chava. The matzah that's nechelas of itself is not l'shem chava. Ela ochlen osa zecha l'pesach, shoye nechel ala sova b'achrona. L'fi shehu zecha l'pesach, yesh litin lo din ha-pesach shelo lecho l'acharel. Okay. That's what the Rosh says. So the Rosh disagrees because of that question. Question is that this is just so. So why don't you have the mar also? That'd be more of a team. Okay, fine. So the Rosh maintains that what is the afikoman? The afikoman is really a halacha and pesach. It's halacha and pesach. And we really basically are not like the Rosh, because you see the whole idea of hiding the afikoman is a halacha in shmirah. Because kutzim require shmirah. So we go like the rush, and that's why we watch, we hide the Afrikaner, really supposed to be to be shomer the Afrikaner, to do shmira to the Afrikaner, because kutchim requires shmira. So that's why our shita is really, we accepted the Rashi shita. But the Rambam, interestingly enough, the Rambam had a different shot, totally different shot, than what the Afrikaner. The Rambam says, the Rambam is in Parakeh, He says, V'achgach ninshach besudo, v'olcho kom asher rotsa lacho, v'shosu kom asher rotsa l'shos, u'b'achrona ochel mitzah pesach, achilu tizayis, v'ein etoyim machrof klom. Klal. He says that this mantra, basically, the Shere Kayon, the last thing that he ate was the carbon pesach, the tizayis of the carbon pesach, and that's it. ובזמן הזה אוכל כזייס מצו ואין אותו עם אחרי הקלום. He says that today he eats the, we don't have a carbon pesach anymore, so what does he eat? He eats the kizayis and matzah, and he's not allowed to taste anything after the matzah. Why? He says, כדי שיהיה הפסק סודוסו וטעם בשר הפסח או המצו בסיב. He says, because the man should conclude his sudo with the taste of either the achilas of pesach, or the matzah. Why she'achilosan yamit? She'achilosan yamit. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam has a whole different idea about what the Afikoman is. According to the Rambam, the Afikoman bizman she'beis hamikdash ha'kayam was what? Was korban pesach. And bizmanenu, bizman hazeh, it's matzah. But really it's the same idea. There's no difference according to the Rambam. But what's the concept of Afikoman according to the Rambam? That the Gemara Suda, the end of the Suda should be, the Suda should conclude with an Achila Shomet. That's what the Rambam says. The Suda should conclude with Achila Shomet. So it makes no difference really. Achila Shomet could be Bismana Bayas, Achila Shomet is what? Carbon Pesach. Bismana is there, what's the Achila Shomet? We only have one Achila Shomet. That's the Achila Baras Echel Matzah. So you conclude Bismana is there with the Matzah. So either way is good. It's interesting though. If that's the case, you could ask a question. You could ask why does the Rambam say this man should base on the Shaya Kayon that you had to conclude with what? With the Pesach. The Rambam should have said either. But the Rambam doesn't say it. Rambam says Bacharon Ochel Mitzah Pesach Afilu Kizayis Ve'Eino Tomei Machrof Kwon. U'Bizman Hazeh Ochel Matzah Ve'Eino Tomei Machrof Kwon. So the Rambam distinguishes between this man should base on the Shaya Kayon. But the question is, does man beis midrash kaim? You also should have been able to do what? Conclude this suda with achilas matzah. So why did the Rambam reject it? So interesting. The Rav one time mentioned, if you take a look at the Rambam, where the Rambam has the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the Rambam says, the Rambam says, mitzvah sasei min atara lecho matzah b'lecho mishyosh shnem b'ev tach l'matzah b'chol makom l'chol z'man. And then he says like this, he says in the end of the halacha perek shishi halacha alef when mishyochol kezayis yotzei d'echa vatzah, in the moment he ate a kezayis he was yotzei d'echa vatzah. And the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach he mentions similarly mitzvah sasei to eat the Korban Pesach was mancha b'esh mishyosh kan, and then he says z'im lo ochal ela kezayis yotzei. Over here he says Mish Ochel Kizayis Yatza, over there he says Imlo Ochel Ochel Kizayis Yatza. What's the difference between the two? So the rest are like this. That if you say Mish Ochel Kizayis Yatza, it means like this. In the moment you ate a Kizayis, that's it. It's all over. There's nothing left. You can eat more matzah, it doesn't mean anything. But if you say Imlo Ochel Ochel Kizayis Yatza, it means like this. If he only ate a Kizayis, it's Yatza. But if he eats more, Arez Meshua. So why is that so? Because in eating the Korban Pesach, there's two halachas. One halacha is the Chovas Gavra. I have a chiyuv to eat a kezayis. That's halacha A. But then there's another halacha, that the Korban Pesach must be necha, must be eaten. That's a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Because what the Siman Adboker, there's a kiyum that the Korban Pesach must be consumed. So therefore, if a person eats more than one kezayis, he still is mekayim mitzvah. It's not a kiyum mitzvah of eating the kezayis of Pesach, but it's a kiyum mitzvah of making sure that the Pesach is necha. So it's a kiyum in the chefta shel Pesach. So therefore, it makes sense what the Rambam says, that when you had a Korban Pesach, so really it is preferable to conclude the Suda with the Korban Pesach. Why? Because the Korban Pesach has two. The Achil and Korban Pesach is two ideas, two concepts. One concept is the Maisa Achil, the act of eating. Another concept in Korban Pesach, another Kiyum is that the Pesach is a Chester's Necha. So therefore, when you have this, you have the opportunity to be Gomer Yesuda, to be Gomer Yesuda with an Achila that has two Kiyum HaMitzvah, and Achila versus an Achila that has one, which is Matzah. So therefore, what is preferable? What is preferable? The Korban Pesach. So that's why the Rambam says that his mind should base on Migdash, Oya Kayam, you concluded with the Korban Pesach. But Bisman Hazeh, we don't have that opportunity to eat a chefta, which the achilas a chefta per se is a kiyum. So that's why we have to settle for matzah. We have no other choice. That's the Rambam. But at any rate, what I wanted to bring it. Yeah, it means a chefta. You're right. Actually, you're right. In Korban Pesach, really, it would be Achila Shal Mitzvah. See? Because of the Kiyum in Pesach. It's even better, even more. In Korban Pesach, really, there is a Kiyum. But in Achila's Matzah, there is no Kiyum in the Achila Pesach. Because you already were Yaitan. Yishachot Kesayas Yotzer. But it's a chefta that I can perform. It's a chefta Shal Mitzvah in the sense that it's a chefta, an object with which I can perform a mitzvah. So that's why, Enochan is right, that's why Bisman Shabbat and Mikashaya Kayam, it's preferable to do Pesach, because it's an actual Kiyam. But over here there's no real Kiyam, but it's a Chefta Shal Mitzvah. Okay. The only question that I would ask is, what kind of halacha is this? I mean, we understand the other Rishon. The other Rishon makes sense, because according to the Rashbam, it's halacha in the Matzah, and Matzah is a double Kiyam. So therefore, you reserve the Achilas Matzah to the end. And according to the Rosh, it's Allah and Korban Pesach, fine. But according to the Rambam, what kind of Allah is Shachi Lassi and Yemitzah? What is Allah? Well, why do you have to conclude the Suda with a Chefta that a Chefta Shal Mitzah? What kind of Allah is this? Okay? Alright. So let's see that. That's the second question. Alright? One more question I'd like to ask. There's another area. There's a Halacha, there's a Gemara. On Das Kuftes Vav that deals with the problem of the Krecha. What exactly is the Krecha? Korech. What exactly is Korech? So the Gemara says like this. Amalu Rav Meshashi Abreidu Rav Nosson Hochilam Ahil Mishmedi Gemara. La Nichrachinish Matu Amora Bahadi Adari Venecha. Person shouldn't take matzah and mora together in combination and eat them. Why? Because matzah bisman hazeh d'oraisa, and mora drabonim. Mora really is no chiyuv bisman hazeh min haTorah. So v'asi mora drabonim avad leil matzah d'oraisa. So the mora drabonim will destroy the matzah d'oraisa. Okay, what exactly it means? What exactly does the Gemara mean? So the Rav one time said shot that it means that the halacha is that the maisa achila must relate. If you hold the Gemara, let me just go one line further. One more here. The Gemara says achila mandam and mitzvos ain mevatlos zuzu. Hanamila deraisa b'deraisa rabbanu b'rabbanu deraisa rabbanu b'rabbanu deraisa. Machlokes is a machlokes tanoim whether mitzvos mevatlos zuzu or they're not mevatlos zuzu. Okay. So what is the machlekes? So the rest of the Rav says that the machlekes is whether or not the maisa hamitzvah of a particular chefta shal mitzvah must be an exclusive maisa hamitzvah. For instance, I have a mitzvah for the Pesach, so I must do an exclusive maisa hamitzvah to the Pesach. Or having to have a mitzvah of mora, it must be exclusive, you see, to the mora itself. But once you combine the two, so then your maisa doesn't have the character of either one of them. That's a machlokes. Some say since they're both mitzvahs, doesn't matter. Some say no, that you must have an exclusive action for each individual mitzvah. Okay. Interesting is the Rashbam, according to the Rashbam, it doesn't seem to be that way. Because the Rashbam says that the Tam, he says, Osi matzah bezmanas of the raisa, he says, and what wasn't he mevatel? Mevatel al tam matzah the raisa. Mevatel al tam matzah. But the Rashbam doesn't seem to learn in terms of the Maishan. The Rashbam seems to learn in terms of the Tan. So we have to understand that. What does it mean in terms of the Tan? Yes.
So it says the same thing, could get love of the day.
It says Tan.
It says Tan, because he has a question before of Matuma.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, just making Batel do it. So he says, no, because Batel is no Tan. The question this was on question Tan as well.
Yeah, that's right. Rishonim seem to say, I looked around, I searched around, a lot of Rishonim seem to say that he isn't because of Tom. But we have to understand, if it's Tom, so you have a question. But the Halacha is, the Gemara says, that Bala Matzah Yosef. So really, Bala is the next element. Bala Matzah Yosef. So you see that you really don't need Tom Matzah. You don't need Tom Matzah. Because even if you swallow, you don't taste it, it's still good. So what's the problem with us in the Bala Tom? But there's another halacha also. The halacha is that matzah mevushelis is no good. And why is matzah mevushelis no good? So the Rif says because the Rif says because Rashi says matzah mevushelis is no good. So Rashi says because the bishul is machtia the asiya. Because when you do bishul on an object, you're actually making it into a maisa kedera. You're transforming it. So it's not considered a dover ofri anymore. Once you machtia the shem asiya, so then it's not considered matzah anymore. Because matzah has to be baked, and you're removing the shem of baked by cooking it. But the Rif and the Rambam give a different reason. They say because there's no Tam Matzah. They say because the Bishul moves the Tam. Again, you have the problem. Halacha is Bola Matzah Yatra, and over here you see a Maskir Matzah. Even though it's Matzah because there's no Tam. So the answer is that Bola Matzah Yatra because the Halacha is that the Chester is a Chester Shal Matzah. The Chester has to have Tam. You know, the Gavra doesn't have to be towing the Matzah. But the Chester must have a Tam Matzah. So Bola Matzah Yatra because the Chester is a Chester Shal Matzah. But if you're Mavassal the Matzah, so then what happens is you remove the Tam from the Chester, from the object. If the object doesn't have any Tam anymore, so then of course you're not Yatra. Now over here it's like this. What the Gemara is saying is like this. That if I hold Mitzvot Mavatlo Zuazu, what it means is that the Halacha is like this. The Halacha is that the tam of one mitzvah of the mar, for instance, will be mevatel the tam of the matzah. What does it mean? It means like this. It means that it doesn't mean that there's no tam in the matzah anymore. It doesn't mean there's no tam in the matzah anymore. There's no tam in the matzah, so then it's like there's no mitzvah lazuzu. It's a separate halacha of the matzah requires tam. Yeah. What it means is it means the two mitzvahs. If I say mitzvot mevatlo zuazu, so it means that each mitzvah has its own unique shem, and each shem, each identity stands in contradiction to another identity. So therefore, the halacha is like this: that if it changes the character, if the mora, for instance, changes the character of the matzah, so then it'll be mevatlo. If it didn't exercise any change, if it didn't exert any change on the chesed. So then it couldn't be mevatel. The manner in which it's mevatel is that it changes the character of the chesed. By changing the character of the chesed, so the moror, which is a different shem, will, because it changes, it effectuates a change on the chesed shel matzah, it's going to be mevatel. Because the two shemos are in contradiction to each other. So if they wouldn't effectuate any change on each other, then there wouldn't be any problem. But since one effectuates a change on the other one, so therefore the chesed changes its character, and the other, you see that the other object was affected. So it's mevatelet. It's mevatelet. It destroys it. So that's the machlokes tanaim, whether or not one chesed shel mitzvah is in contradiction to another, whether you look at the individual shem of the object, or whether you look universally, it's a chesed shel mitzvah. Universally chesed mitzvah, one should be doing the other. That's the machlokes tanaim. But at any rate, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that v'afilu l'mandam in mitzvah shem, v'afilu zuzu, that's only a question of deraisa. But here definitely you can't, over here definitely you can't bizman hazeh eat matzah and mora together. Why? Because mora and deraisa is absolutely nothing. So it's definitely going to be mevatel the shem matzah. Okay. So he says like this. So the Gemara says that the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says the machlokes. So finally the Gemara concludes. The Gemara says, what do we do? Since it's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, Hillel held like this. Hillel held that Hillel was kochem b'vatzachas, 12-1, shememah matzimah yechlu. So Hillel held you have to eat them b'dafka together. Because the prophet says on matzimah yechlu. So he learned in the prophet not only is mitzvah same as but on the contrary, you on matzimah yechlu means b'dafka in this case, you must eat them together. Why? Because they're related. When do I say, when could I say the question of Hillel basically is mitzvah same as v'alazuzu in general. But over here, it's more than a mevadlos. Over here, it's not only a mevadlos, but it's a chi of the dafkin eating together, because our matzah and yichlu. And the Gemara says that others argue, chokin lo chaver val hillel, and others said, no, yachol ye kochim vasachas v'ochlon, kedar shilochlon, tam lo matzah and yichlu. On the contrary, zebesne atzah. So actually, it's a question over here whether you have three positions or two positions. Whether the Chachamim argued in Hillel and maintained you're not supposed to bedafka can't eat them together, and if you do, you're not yet to anything. Or that's the way Rashi and Rashbam learn. But Tosfos learns that no position holds as a cancellation, but according to Hillel, you should do it. According to Chachamim, you don't have to do it. That's also fine. But at any rate, it comes out like this. So the Gemara says, what do we do? Hashtag lo et mehochasa. Now that we don't have the Allah, we don't know which way the Allah is. So what do we do? So that's why it says like this. He said, that you must do a Maisa Achilav Zechel. This is an interesting thing. I mean, these Rishonim hold that it's an actual Achil. There's even a Shita that holds, which if you look at the Ran, the way the Ran learns the risk. The Ran holds like this, that according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't have any Zechel Amidah. Only according to Hillel, you'd have Zechel Amidah. That's even more strange, because what you're saying is that really, according to we wouldn't have it. We have nothing to do. But since we can make a Zechel Amidah, so we do it. So what kind of a thing, what kind of an optional, I mean, if you can, you do. Where does the idea of Zechel Amidah come from? That's an interesting question. Okay. So it comes out like this. Let's just go back now. I'd like to go back now to the original point that we started from and explain the questions that we have. We have really four questions. Halach ma'anya, what is the halach ma'anya? That was the first question. Then we asked the question of the charosis. The question of charosis was, according to the Rambam, it comes out of Tavor al HaShulchan, and what kind of halach is Tavor al HaShulchan? Third question was the Afikoman. Where is the Rambam? The Rambam's halacha about the Talmud was that you have to conclude the Seder with Achilas Shomitzvah. Where does this concept come from? And the fourth halacha was the halacha of Zechel HaMikdash, the Korech, which is a special halacha of Zechel HaMikdash. So from where does the Chiyah Zechel HaMikdash? There's no Gemara that says you have to make a Zechel HaMikdash. From where does it come? Yes, this way. Right, let's go back now to the halach ma'anyah. The halach ma'anyah says like this. He says there's two things there. First thing is kol dichtin yesei v'yechol. That's the first theme in the Halach Ma'anya. Now, the interesting thing, the Rambam in Hilchus Yontif, in Perek Vav, in Hilchus Yontif, mentions Perek Vav, the Rambam says like this. Yep. Rambam is Perek Vav Halacha Yuches. He explains what he says. He explains about the mitzvahs achil on yontif, b'sameach, b'tavleif, nachal b'yayin. And then he says, k'shu bosa v'yayin, k'shu ochel v'shosa chayev l'hachi l'ger l'yosan v'l'almona, in shor ha'niyim ho'am lolem. The person is mechuyif to feed, not just his family, but he has to feed those who are unfortunate. And he says like this, he says, avon misha no'ol dalsos chatzero v'ochel v'shosa hu avon av v'ishto. A person that closes his doors, the doors to his house, and he only eats with his family. Ve'ena machel u'mashkel aniyim, u'lemoi nefesh. So he says, ain't zu simchas mitzvah. It's not simchas mitzvah at all. Ala simchas kreiso. It's only the enjoyment of his stomach. It's not the enjoyment of mitzvah. So it's an interesting thing. Why was the Rambam so strict? I mean, when you read the Rambam, it seems the Rambam is exceedingly strict over here. There's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says in Nozer. Gemara in Nozer, the Chlamin Gemara Alpha. Gemara says that, the Gemara says, Tzadikin Yelchuvo Posin Yikashmaba. In the end, by Yeshua Yisrael, Yeshua Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what is that referring to? That's the Tzaddikim Yaakov Baruch Pesach. The Gemara says there are two people that eat a Korban Pesach. One person eats a Korban Pesach because of Taiva. He eats a Achila Gasa. So he says he's the one that posts the Kashmir Bar. The person that eats the Achila Pesach, the same mitzvah, he says that's the Tzaddikim Yaakov Baruch Pesach. But an interesting thing, sounds right. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Nehi de lo avid mitzvah min amuchah. Let us say, even though he ate for his own taifa, so he didn't do a mitzvah min amuchah, but mitzvah mi avid? It's still a key of my mitzvah? So why do you say, how can you say, how can you say that? So you see, I mean, the Gemara maintains it. I mean, even though a person has ulterior motives, he doesn't really eat purely for Taira, but still it's a key of mitzvah. Why is the Ram so strict over here? So no Dalto space. So ain't a Chanani, it's not right. It should be Machalala Niyam and Mari Nefesh. True. But why does he say it's not even a Simcha Shal mitzvah at all? He has no key of mitzvah at all. So the answer is because the Achila on Yontif is not a mitzvah Achila per se. The Achila of Yontif is to bring a person, Simchas Yontif is not a halacha of Simcha, per se. A person just be happy. Simchas Yontif is really sets the stage for a person to be open to the phenomenon of Kima Mitzvah, to be open to Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's not a mitzvah per se of being Sameach and Yontif, just for the sake of Simcha. But the Rambam learns that the Simcha and Yontif is there basically in order that a person should be able to be in a state of mind that lends itself best to Kiyam and to Asiyas HaMitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says, by Korban Pesach, it doesn't matter what his motivation is, by Korban Pesach. Because even if he's eating L'shem Taiva, but the fact is he's Mekayim and Mitzvah. Neg and Mitzvah and Amufcha, whatever, all right, you wouldn't call him Big Tzadik. But still and always, it's a Neil Mitzvah, he's still got a Maisa Mitzvah. But over here with the God of Simchas Yontif, the Rambam maintains that the whole concept of Simchas Yontif is in order that a person should be in a state in which he could best be open, lend himself to Asiyas HaMitzvah. So if a person is Noel Dalto's Beso, and he doesn't care about other people, the unfortunate people, so then it means he is not in a state at all for mitzvahs. Why? Because the Rambam says in the end of the Maran Ruchim, the Rambam mentions that the highest level is that a person should be a chanun and a rachum. That's the purpose of the whole Torah. A person should be a chanun and a rachum, and he should express loving kindness towards all people. At the end of Rambam, the end of Maran Ruchim, says, Ma'alafata, in the Ma'alafata. So it means a person thwarts that goal, that essential goal, in his Simchas Yontif, and he doesn't care about those who are unfortunate. So it's not even Simchas Yontif, it's nothing at all. Not like Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah per se, it doesn't matter why he does it. But over here it matters why he does it. If he isn't involved in helping others, so then it's worthless. The whole Simchas Yontif is worthless. Yeah. So therefore the Rambam says that's why a person must have his doors open to everyone on Yontif. Okay. And actually, Kol Dichvin Yetzei V'Yechol, is that what you're saying? What are you saying? Kol Dichvin Yetzei V'Yechol, you're really opening the doors to everyone. The only question is, why do you do it here? Why don't you do it in Shul, and why don't you do it the next day also? I mean, every Yontif you should do it. Every Yontif you should do it. The answer, I think, is like this. The answer is that in the halacha of the Seder, in the halacha of the Seder, there's something else here. You see, what is the Seder really? The Seder is the only situation where you have a mitzvah of achila per se. The only case where you have mitzvah of achila per se. There are other mitzvahs of achila, but the other mitzvah of achila is not per se. Yantar, for instance, you see from the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah of achila per se. It's a mitzvah of simcha. It's a mitzvah of simcha. So in order that he should be in a state before that best lends itself to Achilas HaMitzvah. Same thing, Shabbos is kibud va'oneg. It's not Achilah per se, it's oneg and kibud. That's why if a person, for instance, is made, the halacha is brought down that by shalashudas, if a person doesn't feel well and he can't eat shalashudas, he shouldn't eat shalashudas. Because since the Achilah is only for the purpose of oneg, and he's going to be suffering through eating, so he shouldn't. So it's not a mitzvah of Achilah per se. But matzah, it doesn't matter. Matzah, even if he bothers him, he still mechuyev to eat matzah. Because in matzah is a mitzvah, and matzah is achila itself. That's the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is achila. So it's interesting. In the Torah, on Leil Pesach, you have like this. You have a mitzvah achilas matzah, and you have a mitzvah achilas moro, and a mitzvah achilas pesach meraita. Matzah matzah. So what I want to say is like this, that really, it's true, each one is a mitzvah in itself, but together there's another concept here. There's a concept on the night of Pesach of a halachic suda. Halachic suda. What is suda halachically? Suda is lechem. Lechem is the kaveya suda. So you see that in the Leil HaPesach there was kavua as an outer framework, so to speak. The mitzvah is true. Each mitzvah is an individual mitzvah. But the mitzvah, when a person does the mitzvah, what emerges from the asiyas of mitzvah is a halachic suda. It's the only halachic suda. The only other time you have a mitzvah is by kachim, but otherwise there's no mitzvah. For instance, Erev Yom Kippur is halacha v'achila, but the mitzvah is Erev Yom Kippur is really only because of Yom Kippur. It's not a mitzvah itself. It's only because of Yom Kippur that's machayah in achila, but it's not a mitzvah achila per se. So the only time that you have a mitzvah achila per se, except for kachim, which is halacha nechefta, is Leil Pesach. And through the asiyas hamitzvah, through the achila of Leil Pesach, what emerges is a halachic suda. It's a new phenomenon. It's halachic, the only halachic suda. Now I tell you this. That's why you mentioned the whole lachma'ayah. The whole lachma'ayah really is there because, not that you're actually inviting people. That's not the time to invite people. But the whole lachma'ayah is there because since the Leil HaPesach is an entity of halachic suda, so you need the ingredients of halachic suda. You have to enunciate, formulate, what are the ingredients of halachic suda? So the first ingredient of halachic suda is that a person is mechuyev to invite others to share with him in the suda. That's a suda. So therefore in the halach ma'anya, you enunciate that statement. It's not really inviting people. You don't open your doors and shout the shir halach ma'anya, you say yourself. But the halacha is to formulate to give the formula for the halachic suda. And the first requirement for the halachic suda is chesed. First requirement is chesed. He has to invite other people to join with him. Okay? Now let's understand like this. Now let's go back. The question we asked a few questions. The question is, what is the charosis? What is the charosis? The charosis, we ask the question, so what is halacha of halacha of avol shulchan? But what kind of halacha is avol shulchan? We ask. Avol shulchan is not a mitzvah. You see, the Rambam himself didn't like it at first. At first, he had a different concept of achila. Later, he says it's halacha of avol shulchan. That was the final formulation. Well, what is avol shulchan? And why did it take him so long to change his mind? The answer is because avol shulchan is a halacha in the halachic suda. Once you say that Leil HaPesach, from the mitzvahs halayla, that an entity of halachic suda emerges, then havala shulchan makes sense. Because what is a suda? Suda involves, there are steps in the suda. There's havala shulchan. The person puts things on the table. Havala shulchan makes sense in the framework of halachic suda. It doesn't make sense if there is no suda, havala shulchan is not a mitzvah because it's achila, it's not achila. What's havala shulchan? But once you posit that there is a concept of halachic suda, so then havala shulchan really fits, really is in place. There is such a concept of havala shulchan. The next thing this was have to come. What's the you can't make a bracha on havala shulchan on the concept. Because the halachic suda, you see, the halachic suda emerges from the mitzvah halayla. But it's not directly a mitzvah per se. It's just something that emerges from the mitzvah halacha. There's no mitzvah lasas suda halacha. It's something that emerges naturally from the mitzvah. So the mitzvah halacha bring into existence a halachic suda. The phenomena exists via the mitzvah. Once it exists, so then it's possible to have a mitzvah charosis in the framework of halachic suda. But you can't make a bracha on it because it's not a mitzvah per se. The achilas suk is really. The achila suk is, well, if you want, that's what Mechag HaMatzah, so it's the same thing. It's just an extension. But the achila b'sukkah is really a halacha yeshiva b'sukkah. Teishu came to do it. The halacha yeshiva b'sukkah. Not halacha and halacha and achila b'sukkah. If a person doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to eat. As a matter of fact, I mean, if a person doesn't want to eat all the sukkahs, he's not mechuyev to eat at all. But the first night he has to eat, and that's a machlokes Rishonim why he has to eat the first night. But many Rishonim, it's a machlokes whether it's kos tesvav from Pesach, in which case it's an extension of Pesach, or it's a halacha that you must enforce, you must actually live in the sukkah through achila the first night. That's right. Exactly. And the proof is, according to them, if it rains, you can't eat. You like this business, right? Oh, you know? All right. Yeah. Then the question is, so now the question is Afikoman. Why where did the Ram get the idea of Afikoman of being Gomer the Suda with a Chila Shel Mitzvah? So the answer is, that since there's a concept of Allah Suda that emerges, from Mitzvah Salayla, so that's why the Rambam says like this, that the Allah Suda has to start with a Chila Shel Mitzvah, it begins with a Chila Shel Mitzvah, and it concludes with a Chila Shel Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says it's Kishegoma Sudasa. Sheyehei Heftik Sudasa. What's the lesson around? Sheyehei Heftik Sudasa. Today Sheyehei Heftik Sudasa Vatam Besara Pesach HaMatzah Befeh. Heftik Sudasa. What does it mean Heftik Sudasa? Because this Suda is different than any other Suda. This Suda, the Suda of Leil Pesach, is different than any other Suda throughout the year. Because it's a halachic Suda. So since it's a halachic Suda, so the Suda should conclude with an achila shel mitzvah, preferably Pesach, which is a real achila shel mitzvah. If you don't have that, at least with the achila of a chesta, that's a chesta shel mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Now, yeah, any questions? So the concept of Heftik Sudasa makes sense if you posit that there's a chesa of halachic suda, but there's no entity of halachic suda, so it doesn't make any sense. Actually, I found a Tosfos that corroborates the idea of halachic suda. I can tell you, you can say, oh, it's a very nice idea, but where do you see substantially that there's a concept of halachic suda? I found a Tosfos in Daf Kuf Chesamalaf in Shochan. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Itma, Matzah Tzarech HaSeva, Morin Tzarech HaSeva. Yayin, what do you do with Yayin? Is Yayin need a Seva or not? So the Gemara says, Itma Mishmed Rav Nachman, Tzarech HaSeva. Is Itma Mishmed Rav Nachman, and Tzarech HaSeva. Some say they do, some say they don't. The Gemara says, what's with you? Hobetati Kasi Kamoi, Hobetati Kasi Basharoi. It depends on which cases you're talking about. The first cases or the last cases? Amri Lo Lahai Gisa, Amri Lo Lahai Gisa. Some say this way, it's the first cases require a Seva, and the last don't. And some say the last do and the first don't. So the Gemara says like this. Why? The Gemara says, Amri lo lahai gisa trei kasi kamoi boi aseva. The ones that say the first two cases require aseva, they hold like this. The hashta who, they hold like this. Trei kamoi boi aseva. The hashta who become mask lo lacheres. Because right now is when you're discussing cheres. Trey Kasabasroi Lo Boya Seva, but the last two don't require a Seva. Why? My Dahava Hava. What happened already. You already discussed the Chavis. Why should you do a Seva now? V'amri Lo Lahai Gisa. The others say, Adarabba, just on the contrary. Trey Kasabasroi Boya Seva. The two last cases require a Seva. Why? Ha'ishaita the Kohav Yecheris. Because then you already discussed the Chavis and you are a Ben Chorin. Then Chavis came into existence. Trey Kasi Kamoi Lo Boya Seva. The first two cases don't. Why? Zakati Avodim Ayinu. Right? What's the Machlokes in the Gemara here? What's the Machlokes in the Gemara? It's funny, the Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes is like this. Really, there are two Gavras on the night of Pesach. One Gavra on the night of Pesach is the Gavra that's being Mesaper B'tis Mitzrayim. And then there's another Gavra on the night of Pesach. Another Gavra on the night of Pesach is the Gavra of a Ben Chorin. But you see, you say twice. First you start with Avodim Ayinu Mefar Mitzrayim, right? Then you say, V'ilor Tzekosh Baruch Hu Adonai Elohim Tzemeirinu V'neinu V'nei V'neinu Mishu Avodim Ayinu Mefar Mitzrayim. Then later you say, B'chol Dov Ador Chai Avodim Yiras Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatz Mitzrayim. The same thing, it's a repetition. V'ilor Tzekosh Baruch Hu Adonai Elohim V'neinu V'nei V'neinu Mishu Avodim Yiras Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatz Mitzrayim. And then later you say, B'chol Dov Ador Chai Avodim Yiras Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatz Mitzrayim. What's the difference between the two? The difference like this. The first time you mention it, you're mentioning it to Tarasipor. Avodim Ayinu Lefar Mitzrayim. You're a person who is telling a story. That's the first time. The whole Dovador Chayvarim Lirus of Atmo is more than telling the story. It means that you have to experience that you're a Gavra that's a Ben Chorin, that really went out to Cheres tonight. Okay? That's why L'chicha Nachna Chayavim L'Hodos L'Hal. It can't be Shevach L'Hodor, L'Hodos L'Hal has always happened to us. If it happened to many generations ago, to the Jews and Mitzrayim, so then it's a different thing. I mean, we can talk about it, but it's not Chayav Lodos Lahal. It's us, it happened to us. So that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. There's two Gavras. There's a Gavra Mesaper, the person who's telling the story, and then there's a Gavra that experiences the change, he undergoes the change from Avodah Mayunah. So the Gavra, that's the Mesaper, that's the Machlokes. If I say you go by the Gavra Mesaper, so then it's the first two cases. Because he's being Mesaper, but he's saying the first two cases. If I hold you go by the Gavra that actually lives the experiences, and he himself becomes a Ben Chorin, so then it's the last two. Because the first two, he's still in the process of change. So it's not the last two, you see. So the Gemara says, that's why we do both. Since you say, Hashtavit, Mahachi, Vit Mahachi, Idi Vidi Barasera. So, Taysh asks the question. Taysh asks the question of this. He says, according to the first chapter, that you do the Aseva in the first two cases. Why not afterwards? Why not afterwards? My Dahava Hava. That's it. It's too late. So Taysh says, My Dahava Hava, Shekvar Amu Gula with Nea Suda. Vafa gav the Masa Tricha Aseva. So Taysh says, I can't Masa Nisa Seva. Why don't I say My Dahava Hava? It's too late already. So he says, Rafa got the matzah shecha seva, v'lo ama mai dehava hava. He says, shiny matzah, shehi ikr suda yosem yayin. And matzah is more of an ikr of the suda more than yayin. First of all, what does he say about yosem yayin? What yayin is he talking about? Where's which yayin? The yayin already did a seva, so he said, mai dehava hava. What does he mean? What does he mean is yosem and a yayin? So the answer is like this. The answer is that Taisus maintains that there's halacha that there's two mechayev for a seva. One mechayev for a seva is the sipur. But suda's mechayev and a seva also. That's what Taish says, with regard to matzah, you can't ask the kasha mai dehavava. Because suda's mechayev and a seva. The only thing is that Taish is bothered. If suda's mechayev and a seva, so why don't I drink yayin, and why am I not mesiv with yayin also? Because yayin also is also part of the suda. Chacham made a yayin actually. So Taisha says, because yayin is not ikra suda. Ikra suda is matzah. So you see from Taisha that there's a concept of suda, b'leila pesach, not just halacha of achilas matzah and achilas mar, but there's a concept of halachic suda. Because Taisha says halachic suda is machayev in aseva, and that's why matzah requires aseva, according to Taisha. That's why really when you say hol lachma anya, you say hol lachma anya diachol avasana. What does it mean hol lachma anya? Because lechem is the kaveh of the suda, so that's why I say halachmanya is the kaveh of suda, and that's why you invite, because the halachmanya refers to the halachic suda that emerges from the mitzvot halayla. Okay, now there's just one more question that we had. The question is, what is the second theme of the halachmanya, which is kol dechem yeshiyahu kol dechem yeshiyahu yisrael? But then we say hashat tahacha. L'shana haba, ba'ara the Yisrael. And hashata avdei, l'shana haba, b'nei chorin. And then the question of zecher l'nigdish. Zecher l'nigdish. What is the zecher l'nigdish? Zecher l'nigdish isn't really found in the Gemara. And the Mishnah says, bo'inu l'miyavet zecher l'nigdish. We have to do it. Why do we have to do it? Because the answer is like this. The machaya for the zecher l'nigdish is not the matzah, the mara, or the pesach. The machaya for the zecher l'nigdish is the halachic suda. But the halachic suda demands, you see, the halachic suda, for instance, you say in the bracha, Asher golonu v'golos v'asenu mitzrayim, v'igyonu la'layla hazeh, the letter is, it's the wrong edition, a lot of the haggadahs, where it says v'igyonu ha'layla hazeh, it's a mistake, because you can't say v'igyonu ha'layla hazeh, doesn't make any sense, the layla doesn't do anything, v'igyonu la'layla hazeh, or el ha'layla hazeh, either way, lecho b'matamah, but then you say, kena reshem alekenu, Yivienu, Lurgolim, Lumordim, Achayim, Abon, Lukrasenu, and Nevenochim, and Atzochim, and Atzochim. What is that for? What do you have to add that for? But the answer is that Gulas Mitzrayim is incomplete unless a person is looking forward to the Gula Asida. Unless a person is looking forward to the Gula Asida. What's lacking in the Sudas Mitzvah? If a person doesn't recognize there's something lacking in the Sudas Mitzvah, so then he didn't fulfill the concept of Sudas Mitzvah. What's lacking in Sudas Mitzvah is that there's no Middash. What's lacking is Lifnei Hashem. The Sudas Mitzvah is incomplete unless it's Lifnei Hashem. So that's why you have to have, that's why the Rif says, Bo'inu in the Avid Zeichel HaMikdash. We must make a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Machayah for the Zeichel HaMikdash is the Halachic Sudah. The Halachic Sudah is Machayah in the recognition of Mikdash. And the concept of Gulas Mitzrayim, and that's why actually the last two cases are on Gula Harsida. The first are on Gulas Mitzrayim. There's a relationship between Gulas Mitzrayim and Gula Harsida. Gulas Mitzrayim really was a removal of the Shibud, and it permitted us to live according to Halacha. Permitted us to live according to Halacha. But still we suffer from the inner constraints of the Yetzer Hara. That Shibud we still are under. That's what Ramban says in the Pasuk. Ramban says in Moa Hashem Lekechas Levosa Lekevazarechas, that Ramban says that the all the days of the world the Yetzer Hara is shalit in a person. But in the time of the Gula Asida, Moa Hashem Lekechas Levosa Lekevazarechas, that a person will naturally be inclined towards the good. So the Gula Asida represents a further extension of the Gulas Mitzrayim. Actually, it's the ultimate objective of the Gulas Mitzrayim is the Gula Asida. So that's why it would be incomplete if we Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Gulas Mitzrayim and appreciated Gulas Mitzrayim and didn't look forward to the Gula Asida. That's why you have to have the Zeichel HaMikdash. And that's why you say Hoshata Hocha L'shana Abba Barad Yisrael, Hoshata Avdei L'shana Abba B'nei Chorim. Because in order to have the halachic suda complete, you must have a desire to be in the time of the ultimate gula. Now the question is like this. Question is, what is the bibihilu yatsanim mitzrayim? What is the bibihilu yatsanim mitzrayim? It comes out like this, that the halach ma'anya really is like a preamble. I mean, it's not exactly a part of our gutta. Why is it placed over there before the Manashtana? Because the halachic suda is not just a chilah shir. Why don't you do a halach ma'anya before the suda? The answer is the halachic suda really begins with the agadah. Because what is the agadah? The agadah is limud. Agadah is limud. You see, avodah me'inu, when you start avodah me'inu, then you start all hilchas ha-pesach, and chachamo, and the ababonim, and then you bring in the teresh of iksav, and teresh of alpeh, from when you derish the parsha from Arami Oved Ovi. So the halachic suda requires Talmud Torah. Without Talmud Torah, there is no halachic suda. That's why you have to say Mora Zeshon Ochim Oshema, because the Achilas Mora itself doesn't have any value unless there's an idea related to the Achilas. Unless there's an idea related to the Achilas. Now, it's interesting, but why is it so? I mean, why is there a halachic suda on Leila Pesach? Why is it so? I mean, it's true, you could say that it emerges from the mitzvah, the Leila, that such a phenomenon emerges. But we have to explain why it's so, why there is such a phenomenon. The halach is with regard to Pesach, it's not enough just to do the mitzvah, you have to explain the mitzvah as well. Because that's why you have matzah zirushanachon shema, marzah zirushanachon shema. As a matter of fact, the Ramban learns pshat that if you don't explain it, you're not even the kind of mitzvah of achilas matzah and achilas mar. That the mitzvah is lacking. It's not that lo yafi dechavasa that he sipor, but he really wasn't yetzer matzah itself. Because the achilas matzah requires limud. Without limud, it's not even considered a mitzvah achilas matzah b'shlemus. Lacking achilas matzah. The reason I think is like this. That the whole philosophy of Yadus, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yetziah Me'avdus, L'Cheres, really revolves around, very interestingly enough, revolves around Achila. The difference, Achila represents the difference between a person who is Meshubad in Mitzrayim, a person who is living a life of an Egyptian, and a person who is living the life of Torah. The difference is like this. The difference is expressed in Achila. Why? Because Achila really is an instinctual activity. And the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do Maisa Achila for one of two purposes. Either they do it in order to satisfy their desires, that's one reason, or else they do it because to satisfy some primitive religious urge. That's the nature of the achilah. That's the achilah. Yadus, the Torah was machias from changed our nature by instituting a new concept, giving us a new concept, that achilah, which is an instinctual activity, can be done on the highest, can be a part of the highest level of performance. When it's done with halacha. When it's done with halacha, the halachic system. When it's done properly through Talmud Torah, through understanding, through learning, through limud, through understanding what the mitzvahs halayla are, then the achila really raises a person to a totally different level. So the instinctual, the achila shtir that a person does on an instinctual level can be raised to the highest level of performance through what medium? Through the medium of Allah. And it's an interesting thing, and I got to tell you this. You say, Yochum, I say, Yochum, by Jain, Talmud Leimar, Bavur Zeh, Asar Hashem Li, the Tesh Yisrael. Wasn't Bavur Zeh, Asar Hashem Li, the Tesh Yisrael? What's the meaning of the word? Because of this, because of what? Bavur Zeh means because of Matan Mara. So, because of Matan Mara, Kodesh Baruch took us out of Yisrael, doesn't make any sense. Bavur Zeh, Asar Hashem Li. So Rashi explains on the Chumash, Bavur Shakayim Mitzvah. Which are the mitzvahs? Mitzvahs, Matan Mara. The Matan Mara is an example of a mitzvah, but why was this example chosen? The reason why this example was chosen is because the achila of a person determines the nature of the person. A person can be an ochel because of his primitive nature, his instinctual nature, or the achila can be part of the highest level of man, can be incorporated, and because through halacha can be incorporated as an activity on the highest level. Yes. Now, first point of the bond. And so this poem really is because of it is no halacha of achila per se. You should eat certain things. Just the halacha that a person should reach a certain level of even higher than simcha. Through the poem is halacha really even higher, but it's a means to halacha. There's no halacha of what you have to eat of a specific achila. But that's what the Bavur Zeh Asar Hashem Li, the tasting of Yisrael, means Bavur Zeh means because of these achilas. So you see that eating, the act of eating, can be raised through the halachic system, the instinctual. The only way that man can raise himself above his basic instincts is through the halachic meaning. That's Bavur Zeh Asar Hashem Li, the tasting of Yisrael. Now the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, and I'll show you, because the pasuk says when Klal Yisrael felt once so bad that they were missing what they had in the Mitzrayim, what did they say? They said, Zechana Sadoga, Asher Nechal Ben Mitzrayim, Chinam. What does it mean, Chinam? Chinam doesn't make any sense. It's slave. What could be less Chinam than that? So Rashi says, what does Chazal say? Chinam and Amitzvah. Chinam and Amitzvah. That's the Achila. The Achila of a person determines his nature. What the nature of his Achila is?
It's
possible.
By month, if they're
going to
follow my Torah.
That's right, exactly. Then you have also the Pasuk in Re'eh. Pasuk in Re'eh with regard to Pesach says, Losach alof chametz, Shiva siyam tach alof matzos lechemoni. Why? So how does that sound? Kibachi pozen yatsasa me'eretz Yisrael. L'man tiska, yom teischo me'eretz Yisrael, kol yimei chayecha. So what does it mean, l'man tiska? What's the l'man tiska? So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says, no, it doesn't make sense. L'asach alav chomish yom tach alav matzah lachamoni. Why? Kibachi pozen yatsasa me'eretz Yisrael. Now what's l'man tiska, yom teischo me'eretz Yisrael? What is it referring to? Is it referring to kibachi pozen yatsasa me'eretz Yisrael? So Rashi learns no, because what does that have to do with it? So Rashi learns, he says like this. Kibachi pasim yatzasa lechemoni lechem shemaski esoni kibachi pasim says lohistik botzek lahachmet v'zeyi lechol zikar. And then it's like this: leman tizkor. How are you going to remember? Are you day achilas a pesach v'hamatzah shiyom teishka? So you see again that the whole concept of remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim is are day achilas a pesach v'hamatzah. Why? Because that's the essential concept of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is that achilah shel mitzvah is what raises a person to a totally different level, and that represents the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Achilah shel mitzvah. Now Rashi, of course, learns the pasuk like this. Why? So therefore you only had matzahs when you left Mitzrayim. Laman Tisko is going back to Chumash Rashi on what? He's going back on the pasuk of Shivas Yom Tachal Lav Matzahs Lechamoni. So go with Shivas Yom Tachal Lav Matzahs Lechamoni, Kibichi Pazin says, and that's why you have matzahs. Laman Tisko, Yom Tachal, Meretz Mitzrayim, is referring back to the mitzvahs of Achilas Matzah and Pesach. But it's not necessary to learn that shot in the pasuk. Actually, it's learned like this: that lasach alav chamei chesham tachal of matzas lechamoni ki bechi pozon yatzas l'meres Yisrael l'man tiskas yom teisch l'meres Yisrael kol yimei chayecha. You could learn shot like this: that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out bechi pozon is in order of l'man tiskas. You see, l'man tiskas. So what does that mean? It means like this: that if it was a slow process. If a person lives through a process that's piecemeal, it doesn't make such an impression on it. But it's a slow process over the years, it doesn't even make an impression. Something occurs suddenly, so it makes a distinct impression on his mind. The same thing is true with a nation. That a nation that lives through a slow process, an evolutionary process of losing, it wouldn't affect them that much. But chipazon, see, it was kibbe chipazon yisrael ma'ez Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tekesar to chipazon, was to leave an indelible trace on our memories of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. L'man tiskas yom teischa ma'ez Yisrael, kol yimei chayecha. Now, where did the Rambam get the bibihilu? The bibihilu, that's where the Tirgamon goes. On kibbe chipazon, bibihilu nefakto me'ara de Mitzrayim. That's the bibihilu. So what the Rambam did was like this. That the Rambam said before the Halach Ma'anya, the opening statement was the Behilu Yatzan Yisrael, which means to say that there's two things. The whole Haggadah basically deals with the mitzvot halayla, the halachim. But then there's a secondary elaboration which emerges from the mitzvot halayla, which is what? Which is halachik suda. Now, just like before you start to say that you start off with why, with Avodah Mahin Lefar Mitzrayim, because Allah is, you can't start until you mention what the essence of the Maisa is. Avodah Mahin Lefar Mitzrayim. So just like before you start to say that you start Avodah Mahin with a statement of Avodah Mahin Lefar Mitzrayim, so before the Halachic Suda, you also have to mention what the nature, when you're enunciating the formula, in the Halach Ma'anya for the Halachic Suda, you have to enunciate what it has to do with Lel Pesach, you see. So the Rambam mentions the Behilu Yatzanim in Mitzrayim. That what was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we went out to Behilu, why? L'man Tizkos Yom Teishkan Rezhan Kol Yimei Chayecha. And therefore, what is the way that you're, how do you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Through the Halachic Suda represents the whole essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So before the Halach Ma'anya, you have to introduce it with a Bibahilo. Just like before the Haggadah, which deals with in detail with the Mitzvah Halayla, you see, you have to start with the Machayah as Avodah Mahinu. The same thing with regard to the secondary elaboration, so what emerges from the Mitzvah Halayla, which is the Halachic Suda. That's the whole Halach Ma'anya really is to the Halachic Suda what the Haggadah is to the Mitzvah Halayla. Okay. And that's why before you mention the Halachic Suda, you have to say Bibihilu Yatzanim Mitzrayim to show what is the Halachic Suda mean. What does it mean? The Halachic Suda represents the whole essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. See the Chipazon Yatzas Meretz Mitzrayim. Bibihilu Yatzanim Mitzrayim. I like it. The whole thing was the whole idea.
karpas is, that the child is, we just began to eat, and now you're taking away the karo, because if you do karpas, you're supposed to remove the karo. So therefore, the Rambam's shita is, with regard to charosis, that charosis must be used whenever you have a meal.